Hi,
today is gone.
thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Her name is Alexis, A-L-E-X-I-S, Brown, B-R-O-W-N. Phone
okay.
number 757-390-5599.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, Miss Brown, I'm transferring you now.
All right.
All right, hold for transfer.
Hi, Miss Brown, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
My name is Natalia. I'll be your intake specialist today on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I'll just ask you a few quick questions here. And first, did you get an attorney already to assist you with the claim?
No.
No, not yet. Okay. And is this for yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
For yourself, okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or contracts at all with an attorney for this matter?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yes, you were. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did you receive any treatment or any surgeries?
Yes, I was.
You did. Okay, where were you?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Where were you treated? What hospital or medical center?
Bon Secours Hospital in Portsmouth, Virginia. Portsmouth, Virginia.
Uh-huh. Can you spell that for me?
Hold on. Yes, I can. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Bon Secours is Bon is the first word, B-O-N.
Uh-huh.
Secours is the second word, S-E-C-O-U-R-S.
Uh-huh.
Maryview Medical Center.
Bon
Mary, M-A-R-Y.
Uh-huh. Bon Secours, Maryview, V-I-E-W. Okay, perfect. I think I got it. Yes, I'm just looking it up on Google here for the address. Do you happen to have the address?
It's 3636 Hatch Street, Portsmouth, Virginia, 23707.
23707. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. So that's where you were treated. Is that where you were diagnosed as well?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that treated or diagnosed you?
His name was Dr. David Waters.
Dr. David. Can you spell the last name for me?
Yes. Waters, W-A-T-E-R-S.
R-S. Okay. David Waters. Got it. Okay. And where did you receive the injection for Depo Provera?
I got it in my arm and in my butt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what facility did you take it from?
It was a clinic.
Uh-huh.
It was a clinic.
A clinic. Okay. Do you remember the name of it?
Tidewater Clinic. I don't got the address for that. Tidewater
okay.
Health Clinic.
Tidewater Health Clinic, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and where was that located?
North of Virginia.
Okay. So let me see if I can look it up here. Let's see. Tidewater Health Clinic. Okay, was it Tidewater Family Medical?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Let's see. Where was that located? What city?
Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk, Virginia, okay. Is it Tidewater Women's and LGBT Primary Care?
That's the one.
Okay, yep. Perfect. Okay, so I just saw a few different ones. I just want to make sure it's the right one. So I'll grab that one, and I'll put the address here. So that's where you received the injection. When were you diagnosed with meningioma?
I was diagnosed in September 2021.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
Oh, no. No, it was like October 24th,
2021. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. So you said October what day? Ma'am?
Excuse me, what did you just say, ma'am?
Ma'am, you said you were diagnosed when?
When was I diagnosed with it?
Yes, uh-huh. Can you repeat that?
Like September 2021.
September of 2021. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
5/20/1994.
Okay. And besides yourself, do you know anybody else that was injured by the Depo Provera?
No.
No. Okay. And for the Depo Provera, did you use the brand name, the injectable contraceptive, Depo Provera?
Yes.
You did. Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took 4 injections in 1 year?
Yes.
You did. Okay. And how long did you use it? When did you start taking it?
I started taking it, I want to say, hold on, I'm trying to think because it was so long ago.
Yeah, no problem. Take your
time.
It was
like June 2016.
Mhm. And then when did you stop using it?
I stopped using it like September 2021.
September 2021. Okay. Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
A female.
All right. And then I have your first and last name, Alexis Brown. Do you have a middle initial?
S.
S as in Sam?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then I have your phone number here. Is this your cell phone number?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then I do have your email here. I have sexypumkin757@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements so far. So what I'll do is I'll continue with the intake form here. At the end of the questionnaire, I will send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Is that okay?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Are you able to open text messages and your email on your cell phone?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So I'll send you that document at the end of the questionnaire here. And for the attorneys, can you verify your social?
226-714252.
Okay. And what is your full mailing address?
517 Lake Havasu Drive, 23456.
Mm-hmm. 23456. Is that Virginia Beach?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a unit number, suite number, anything like that?
No.
No. Okay. Okay, I have 517 Lake Havasu Drive, Virginia Beach in Virginia, 23456.
Yes.
Yes, okay. And before the meningioma, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer before?
No.
No, okay. All right, and then we do have medical information here. Do you have a copy of your medical records that you can provide the attorneys later?
I could get one.
You can get one. Okay. All right. Perfect. And we're almost done here. The last thing we need from you is just an emergency contact, just in case something happens. So if you become unresponsive for an extended period of time, we'll reach out to them so that there's no disruptions in the case. So for the emergency contact, is it somebody that lives contact. With you or lives separately?
Separately.
Separate. Okay. And what is their relationship to you? Your aunt. Okay. And what is her phone number?
757-679-9792.
9792 is the last four?
Yes.
Okay. And what is her first and last name?
Latonya Brown.
Latonya Brown. Okay. Can you spell the first name for me?
LayTonya.
Okay. And then Brown, same as your last name?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. Okay. All right. So I'm going to make sure I spelled everything correctly. And then I'm going to send that electronic document. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So it's pretty easy. It'll be a few initials and a few signatures. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or you need help navigating the page. You can put me on speaker now if you haven't already, and then I'll send it over.
I'll put you on speaker now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
Okay. I'm in my Gmail.
In your Gmail, okay. I'm sending it to your email and then also to a text message. It's the same thing. Whichever one's easier for you to open, you can access. It'll say mass torch strategies from Natalia. Your document is ready, something like that.
Yeah, I see it.
You see it. Okay, perfect. So it's just the retainer agreement that gives permission to the attorneys to work on the case. And then the other one is a medical release form. That means you give them permission to access your records so that they can build the case.
Yeah.
And then while you go through that, Miss Alexis, I'm going to send you the information for the attorneys, okay?
Uh-huh. Oh, I just finished signing it.
Oh, okay. That was quick. Let me just make sure I went through on my end here. Okay. All right. So it looks like everything is signed. You'll also get a copy of everything. They'll send you another email so that you have that for your records. And that's That's it for this call, Miss Alexis. The next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to receive the information. Then they're going to call you back. They'll do a case verification call, and they'll ask for any new information that they need, and then they'll let you know what to expect next, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, ma'am. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.